At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bipartisan bill at the Colorado Capitol aims to keep the redistricting process on track in spite of census delays. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would give more flexibility to the two independent commissions tasked with redrawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts. It would let the nonpartisan commission staff use preliminary census data to create tentative maps. The commissions would use those maps as starting points at hearings across the state to get feedback from the public. The commissions would finalize their maps after the exact population numbers arrive in the fall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado cities could get new power over developers, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
It's been more than 20 years since the Colorado Supreme Court put significant restrictions on the ways that municipalities can shape new development. The court ruled that cities can't require developers to set aside lower rent units in new construction. A bill that is set to pass the legislature would return that power, allowing them to control rent on new development. Cities would still have to give developers alternative options, such as paying a fee instead. Some cities already have similar policies, but the bill would put them on firmer legal ground, assuming it's signed by Governor Jared Polis. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Mac Mesa Reservoir near Grand Junction is being refilled. State Parks and Wildlife officers drained the lake last month after they discovered a predatory fish in the water. More than 1,000 northern pike were relocated to other lakes. The reservoir near the Utah state line could be full by next week. A Colorado-born auto racing legend is dead. Bobby Unser won the Indianapolis 500 three times in three different decades. In his home state, Unser won the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb a record 13 times. Unser was born in Colorado Springs. He died Sunday at 87. The Springs and Metro Denver have more rain today. Temperatures staying fairly cool, that is close to 50, then getting warmer over the next few days into the 70s and 80s closer to the weekend. This is CPR News.